everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship and another show. We're probably approaching about 400, I think. So we have probably about 400 archives out there. Boy. So here we go. Another one bites the dust, huh? So here we go. If you're new to the program, this is the Creation Lightship. I'm Ron Amatron, and we're here to do healing, sample healings for everyone. So we'll first do some entity releases from you. And these are ghosts that come into your body, attach to you, cause pain, and they should not be in us. So here we go. These are from the Earth Spirit. The Earth Spirit created these emotional bodies to protect our physical body from being harmed, actually from being killed, as people use their mind energy to attack everyone psychically. So whenever you think of somebody, you are sending out a psychic energy cord to them, and that energy cord is going to have your emotional trauma attached to it, and they're feeling you. This is why some people who are overly sensitive don't want to go out in the public. They don't want to just, you know, they're basically their homebodies. They don't want to deal with people because they feel all of their energies. And here we go. Releasing these emotional bodies from you. We'll just call them ghosts. Another word is entities. We're doing a special event. If you like what we're doing here on the 19th of next month, it's an 8-hour call where we're getting out a lot of these emotional bodies from you. It's on a Sunday. The time is 10 o'clock PST, and it's an 8-hour call, which means it gets over around 6 o'clock in the evening. And here we go. They're coming out now. Just kind of pay attention to your body. See how it feels. And your physical body will probably start to relax a little bit. If you have any pain in your body, you might actually see it get released a little bit. Here we go. And we're moving up now to our waist. And here we go. And if you have any issues, just think of them now. Maybe they'll leave you. Here we go. Going to move up to the top of our head now. Oh, man, I'm yawning. Some of you out there must have had a sign-up that you want to attract entities or something. Holy smokes. So here we go. They've been released. Now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. Remember, your spirit leaves you because of you actually kicking it out of your body, which means that it leaves you because you're maybe angry with someone. You're not dealing with love energy. Maybe you're in pain. Just many, many ways that it can leave. Maybe you're intoxicated or something. So whenever you lose your consciousness, then you can always tell because your eyes change. You know, people talk about seeing people when they get angry, their eyes change. They look angry, okay? Well, they're actually looking at their eyes. And sometimes what's looking out at you from someone else who's angry, that can look very scary. Because you don't know who's in that body. You could have taken on, or the other person could have taken on maybe somebody who likes beating people up. Maybe they take on somebody who maybe wants to dig their fingernails into your skin in a fight situation. Maybe they take on an entity that wants to choke you. And remember, most people who are in prison, if you look at their eyes, they're all glossed over. So they're controlled by these things, and they probably got put in jail. The poor body suffering, but they got put in jail because they were unconscious and their spirit left them. And something else was running their body. So here we go. And since I'm seeing no sound here, what we might do is have somebody connect with BBS and just see if the sound is on. I'm going to just check my speaker here briefly. Well, I have it. I hear myself talking to me, so
yeah, mine,
I have sound.
Mine's working too. I think it's people just need to probably reboot or go on a different media player.
Okay.
Maybe not all of them are working. hopefully people, I'm telling people on the fast chat what to do, so hopefully that'll solve the situation.
Good. So just checking on, I'm using Windows myself right now. So I'll try it again here.
If the sound is on.
Yep, I'm there. I hear myself.
Yeah.
So I'm here. So here we go. We're going to bring more of you into your body. Coming in. Now count to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're hearing me, you might type into the fast chat what media player you're using. I'm using Windows, the standard one that always comes on. I just clicked on, like, Station 1 on the little arrow that we have, you know, on the website here. And that's how I'm hearing the sound. So, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm here. And it seems like people are coming on and the sound problems are resolving. So, for most people anyway, so... I'm sure the others will feel the energy, too. So what would you like to get into today, Ron?
Boy. Well, I've been talking about shapeshifters. That was at the expo here. And that's kind of an interesting topic. I'm also talking about the light of the darkness. So we could probably go into those unless you have something else, Sylvia. Remember, information is very powerful for people.
Yeah, that sounds like a great place to start. You know, it's kind of a heavy topic, but it's one that we all need to know about. And I'm sure most people have had an experience where they looked at someone and maybe for a moment they saw that person completely differently, like there was another kind of being there. And then, or maybe you've had an experience with somebody that had maybe completely different personalities at one time or another. So, Ron, could that be a shapeshifter situation as well?
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, kind of jokingly, it could be your mother-in-law, you know. But anyway, that's, people like that sometimes.
Yeah.
So anyway, shapeshifters share our bodies, and they also come forward inside of us. So basically, like I say, we want to be completely in our body all the time. And so when we're not in our body, it allows things to come into us. Mainly it's, well, I won't say mainly. We have three different types of energies that can share our body. First one is our own spirit, naturally. And there could even be four, but we'll just talk about three of them. I hate to think there's a fourth one. So the first one is your spirit, and that should always be with you. So if you're always in your body 100%, then nothing else can come in. But naturally, just through living life here, we get deluded. This is why we did that exercise at the beginning of the show to bring you back into your body. So let's just say that you're one-third in your body. So it means that one-third of your body is filled with your spirit. That also means that you're only going to have a one-third healing, typically, when you have to have a healing done with divine energies, because you're not fully in your body. So how can your spirit possibly heal you completely when you're only one-third there? So we'll just take that as a given. The next part, the next one-third, we'll just say is entities. Now, these are ghosts that hang around. They come into us because, naturally, our spirit's not there. When you leave a void, something gets filled. So you get filled full of entities, especially if you take drugs or alcohol, anything like this, entities come in. And they'll come in to have their experience on whatever you're doing, because they want to experience your body doing something that they relate to. And if they like your body a whole lot, they may enjoy coming into your consciousness. They move your body around. They know how to control the programs of the body, we'll say. And they may bring in all their friends, so that's even worse. So we'll just cover those. These are what you call ghosts, which we're going to be releasing on the 19th of this month here. 8-hour special call. We'll just say the other one-third of you, hopefully this is not the percentage, but we'll just keep it simple, would be shapeshifters. So you go, geez, what's a shapeshifter? I've heard of that term before. Well, have you seen people with, like, devil energy inside of them, Now, this is actually life forms that exist from the dark side, tails of the dark side here, and they come into your body, and they don't normally come forward until they actually want to check and see what life is like here. And since they're probably an alien energy, an alien race that is sharing your body, remember that they want to be down here too, they may actually show themselves to people in a split second and then go in the background again because they don't want to be discovered. They don't want you to look like a lizard with a 20-foot tail, okay, and having, say, claws or sharp teeth in your mouth, but they do appear that way when you see them. Their eyes will change, look like a grape that's sideways, like a cat eye sort of, a squished grape, and eyes will change colors momentarily. Your face might look like it has scales on it or plates. You might look like a reptilian, like a lizard. You may look like something with horns, might have a big nose. You know, there's all different types of beings that can inhabit our bodies. So this is kind of scary. But you probably have all seen this in your life sometime. You look at somebody and you have to do a double or triple take on it because what you thought you saw, you know, your mind would not accept it because it looked different and didn't look human. And you look back at the person and they're there. There's a good movie out if you want to see it. It's a very old one, probably in the 70s, and it's called They Live. I'll repeat that, They Live. And in this movie, you could put on these special sunglasses, and lo and behold, you could see these aliens walking around with physical bodies. And then you could also see subliminal messages that were put up around in all the different signs. But we'll just talk about the aliens that are in those bodies. So this movie is a good thing to look at, and it'd be nice to have those glasses sold today. So that's basically it. So you're not... You know, definitely, you know, there's things sharing your body. This is why you want to become fully in your body with your spirit so it's complete divine energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so how about a couple of questions? We have some on the fast chat, so are you ready for that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, great. So we have a question from April. And she's asking if the light ship will be able to actually detect and help to save someone who has only 20% spirit energy in their body.
Yeah, as long as, let's see if she's talking about the ascension time. What do you think, Sylvia?
Well, April, maybe you can type in another line to tell us a little bit more specifically what you're asking. But
it's actually up to you to save yourself.
Sure.
The lightship only does the ascension. And so remember, you have to work on yourself to get yourself back in your body. This is the whole teachings of Jesus, that you must do the work and allow yourself to become whole and complete because, excuse me, nothing outside of yourself is going to typically bring you back in. You have to do that yourself. So unfortunately, through... New Age metaphysics and the teachings that we have, including the Bible, where everybody thinks that Jesus' mission is still on, you know, that it was on for 2,000 years, and that he's saving people daily, which is not the case. His mission stopped when he stopped doing his healings. And now the lightship is here again to continue that. So if you have the misbelief, the lies of the darkness that created religion here, the ET gods that you pray to, and they make you think that, excuse me, you are praying to the God of Jesus, or the Father of Jesus, or whatever. That's just another dark side agenda that they're allowing you to believe. So the whole thing is you must start to save yourself. Nothing's going to ever save you. And a good way, a person asked me the other night at my workshop here in New York, what they asked, in a sense, was about working with themselves and how these energies actually work. And the main thing is that you must work on yourself. And the answer that I gave to them was, well, when you physically die and you look back upon your life, they're kind of concerned with other people. What did you do for yourself? That's the whole process.
Okay, great. So we're if you're just tuning in with us, we're talking about some of the different energy forms that can actually come into our bodies. And if we're not ourselves at home with our spirit energy in our body, then it's like having a glass that's not full, and that glass can then fill up with other energies besides ourself. And one of those Ron was just talking about was the shapeshifters, also earth-based entities.
Yep.
So basically, in order to get more in our bodies, to increase our own spirit energy, can we talk about some of the different ways that we can do that if we want to be responsible for ourselves, and also ways that the light ship can help people?
Well, the whole thing is to keep calling your spirit back to yourself. Do that many times during the day, because you need to come back into your body. Remember, it's your consciousness, the way you live your life. Basically, that's what it is to how you have kicked your spirit out of it. That's kind of an abrupt way of saying it, but remember, nobody else can do it but you. No one else can do that unless they give you physical torture. And that could be happening here all the time with people, but mainly it's the part of you, you know, your consciousness that needs to hold your spirit here. So you have to call it back, even if you live a standard life. You know, we do have problems here, unfortunately, but, you know, we have emotional traumas and things that we go through in pain. But the bottom line is that, you know, you're the one responsible for talking to your spirit, and you're the one responsible for having it leave, and you're the one responsible for having it come back to you. So this is what you must be doing, is bringing your spirit back into your body all the time. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and I know that you have talked many times in the past about the simple kind of affirmation, although it's not really an affirmation, it's more like an action, of saying, I now increase my life force energy.
That works really well. And some people say, well, how do I know when I'm not here? You know, well, the first thing is, if you want to play a joke on people to see, just clap your hands loud around them. Anybody who jumps means that they were not in their body, but when they jumped, they came back in. That's why the body jumped, because the spirit did a crash landing. So you could just play with your friends and clap your hands. If you want to do it for yourself, just kind of pinch your hand a little bit, or one of your fingers slowly. You know, you don't want to cause naturally excruciating pain, but you just want to pinch yourself. And if all of a sudden you tend to wake up, that's because you're out. Remember, when you wake up, your eyes become brighter. So you may want to even try that. Look in a mirror and pinch yourself and just see how your eyes look. You can just actually physically see them change instantly. So if you are out of your body, then this will help you. You can also do the affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. Say that probably at least 10 times. If you want to say it 100, it's even better. And just say it out loud, and that will kind of wake you up, get you more into your body too. And then you want to hold that energy. And the more you can get into your body with your spirit, the more your spirit can work healings with you, because your spirit's your healer. Nothing else outside of yourself is going to heal you, at least not of the light. So that's, remember, the darkness can heal almost equally as well, if not even faster and better. In fact, if you were to have a practitioner doing dark side healings, if they were good on what they're doing, we'll say, you know, which means that they're really in the darkness, a really good one, and you had somebody working with light energy, lo and behold, the darkness would actually heal you faster. That's because the darkness has a dark side script for you, and they can work with that practitioner instantly, find out what they did to you, because they have that formula, and take it away instantly. Where somebody is working with light energy, light only works in the moment, out of time. So moment by moment by moment, where the dark side can read the script in time for you of what they've done in the past, bring everything up to date instantly. Remember, there's a new movie out called, I think, The Knowing. I don't know how the ending on it is. I think some ET ships, alien ships come, but But I think I haven't seen it yet. But the first part of it, anyway, for what I'm told, is pretty good because it talks about a prophecy of numbers. And this is a dark side script. So it was discovered, and, you know, lo and behold, it would have, you know, a validation to it in the movie. So anyway, the whole process is to get more into your body, with your spirit, you know, and there's ways to do that. But your spirit still, even if you pinch yourself and do the life force energy all the way, it may only come into you, you know, maybe 10% or so, because you have to get rid of your densities in your cellular memory if you want to do the ascension, or to be more in your body, because your spirit cannot and will not come into these densities. So there's no easy way out of it. The easy way out would be if your ancestors would have listened to the teachings of Jesus, and they would have kept working on themselves. Well, if they would have listened to begin with, you would not be here, because they did not ascend, okay? But if they would have found out about his teachings maybe 100 years after the ascension last time, and they would have kept working on themselves, you right now in this lifetime would be in really good shape, because your parents would not be passing on to you the judgments of your ancestors for the last 2,000 years. So instead, you're stuck with 4,000 years of density, and it could even be more than that. Who knows? But I won't get too negative on this here, but the whole thing is up to you. You must work on yourself. You must get rid of the densities. If you wish to go to the page here on BBS Radio underneath the light beam, you can look and see my list of services. These are all needed to help yourself out. One page talks about clearings that is done to clean yourself out with the normal stuff. On the second side, the page to the right, is the dark side practitioner stuff. And this is all the darkness that we have to deal with. So all these clearings mainly are getting rid of the junk that's inside of us that your ancestors should have been working on for a long, long time. And now it's kind of up to you to do their load and their stuff. It's very unfortunate, but that's just the way it is right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so then getting back to this, or continuing on with this subject of, you know, getting the spirit back in the body fully and getting the entities and that kind of energy out so that you can heal and so that you can live your own life as a spiritual being here. I know you have two or three actually really important dates coming up in the next 3 weeks that will help people tremendously with that specific thing. And those are three different Sundays where you're doing 8-hour healing sessions that actually get some of these shapeshifters and entities and alien life forms out of our bodies so that we can have our spirit come into us and heal. So if we can talk about those and mention those dates for people who might not know about it yet, and then I actually think we have a couple of questions on the fast chat regarding those. So let's start with talking about the three specific weekends and when those are happening.
Sure. So this month of April, on the 5th and the 12th, these are the ET critters, the parasites, the life forms that crawl around inside of us. It may sound kind of gross, but remember, if you saw the movie Alien and other extraterrestrial alien movies where people get some kind of life form, critter inside of them, and they're maybe on a spaceship, or this thing's moving around and it pops out them, and then goes to the other members. This is what happens here. Although those are more physical, these are invisible. But they hold the same power. And they live off of our life force energy. So the first 2 days for that, there are 8-hour sessions on Sundays, 8 hours apiece. In fact, all three of these are 8-hour sessions, so it would be 24 hours total. The 5th and the 12th would be the ones for the ET critters. You can go to my website if you wish to experience that, and you can pay for it there, too, if you wish. The website is actually less money than what I'm doing real-time. It works the same, but I don't know if people actually have the dedication to get on the website and put the time into it. But if you want to, it's $30 for the month for unlimited usage to get these things out of you. But we're doing a special call, which is 8 hours. Both on the 5th and the 12th, they're Sundays, and we're working, you know, on a conference call together, getting these out of you. And then on the 19th, we're doing entities that are in our bodies. These are earth-based energies. The other ones are extraterrestrial. So these three calls are just wonderful. I would highly recommend them. If you wish to check it out on the archives on BBS Radio here, just go to 10:10:08 last year. And 11:30:07 also has a similar type of healing on it. So these two will give you a sample clearing. And, you know, they're not going to get them out of you completely. Some people say, gee, Ron, I'm going to go on this 10 times and get them out. Don't. It's not going to work. It's the sample clearings that I do on the website here, on all the archives from BBS, at best only work for you for probably maybe a month or two. So it's geared for people to understand that you do need help, but it's not for the for people who think they can go on there continuously and hit the same show 100 times to get a clearing done. It's not going to work. The light beings are not going to honor that for you. So it's just for education. To show you that, yeah, they can do the work instantly, and you can get on there and say, gee, this really works for me. I want to have a clearing, and that's why it's there. So if you do want to come on the calls, you can. If you wish to come on these three calls, and I also have a call which is on a Saturday, the 18th, which is our normal once-a-month call. It's a four-hour ascension call, which is wonderful, too. We do water charging. The price for all of these calls would be $300. Very, very reasonable if you're looking at having a tremendous amount of healing. That's 28 hours of healing for $300, and it's nothing out there is ever going to touch this because the light ship is the only thing that's around that's going to take these energies off of you. Because, remember, the aliens aren't going to do it because they gave them to you. And if you do attempt to do it with some alien energy, some alien race, they'll probably put more into you trying to remove the ones that you have in you. Remember, that they're fighting for your life force energy, too, amongst themselves. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think we had a question from Mike at the beginning of the show, and he was saying if he, let's see if I can remember the question. It was if he comes on one of the ET Parasite 8-hour calls and then the 8-hour entity removal call, is he then able to use the unlimited function on the website?
And when I'm going to be setting up here, I'm doing that shortly here. You can go on the website for 1 week free of charge to help yourself out after the call. So that would help you, yes. So I hope that answered that question fine. I saw something on here about implants, and it's off my screen.
Yes, it was actually a great question from Dreamer, and that was... I think what she was asking is if the Creation Light Ship could do one of these, you know, 8-hour, 1-day conference calls dedicated to implant removal.
I'll have to see if they choose to do that. You know, it is possible. I can't tell you yes or no this moment. So we'll have to see.
One thing I will say is that I know on some of the previous ET Parasite removal 8-hour calls that the light beings were doing implant removal as they would actually find kind of a nest or a whole bunch of these parasite energies and remove them, then it would uncover implants that were hidden in certain parts of the body and then they would remove those. So that was really quite wonderful to experience.
Yeah, so depending on how many people choose to come on for this call, you know, this month on these three calls, I might continue this here. So that's kind of up to how I have feedback from people. What I will tell you is that we did a 17-hour call, and then we did 2 8-hour calls after that, consecutive Sundays. So basically, it was, you know, we'll just say it actually worked out to about 34 hours. So the people on it were on the conference call for 34 hours, and they still did not get all of them off. I would venture to say, looking at the energy, the people on these calls at best had about 40% of these things released from them. at best. I would say some would be, as I'm reading the energy, between 8% up to 40%. So, you know, this is something that if you were on the calls then, I would strongly recommend getting on over again. Or, you know, just sit down and pay the $30. It's cheaper. But, you know, are you going to have the time and dedication to do it? And if you do go on the unlimited for $30 a month, you must do probably each critter probably at least four times, which is an hour. The calls are arranged for 15-minute intervals, you know, each time you get on. Not the call, but, you know, the session. So you want to do it at least four times. And I would say some of these might even take 20 times to get off of you. And so this is what I mean by dedication. You know, this is, you have to look at this as like life or death for you, basically, because this is what it really does to you. These things will kill you. And you have to really understand that this is probably the most important thing you can do for your body. Most people don't care about their bodies too much, you know, but if you do honor your body and respect it and want to keep your body temple sacred and have spirit energy in you, your spirit cannot ever come into you with these things inside of your body crawling around. So that's what I can say. So it's kind of up to you, but this is very, very important to do. This is why the Lightship is doing this now. And also, if you've ever had, you know, what you have had, but you may not know about it, alien abductions, then on the same page, we do have the alien abduction site there where you can actually come on and work with the energies of the aliens and get them off your butt too. So anyway, get these things off of you so that you're not being abducted any longer. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I know that quite a few people are going on to each one of those calls and going on to the website in between the calls to just keep working on themselves. And, you know, I don't think anybody, probably yourself included, realized, you know, at the very beginning just how incredibly inundated with this energy we've become here on, you know, on Earth, and what a lot of work it takes to actually clear it out. So thank you for making all these calls available, you know, at these reduced rates, and for making that website available, which is just awesome, Ron, to have that for people. So that's great. So if you're listening and you haven't checked out Ron's website, you can go to that. It's creationlightship.com, www.creationlightship.com. And there's just a lot of information there to explore. And the pages that have these specific healings that Ron's talking about, you look on the left side of the page under alien attack removal, and I think it's also one for ET parasite removal, and you'll be able to click on those and get to the right page to access this healing form that you can do right online. All you need is to have a PayPal account, and you can go on there, you know, one time for $1 or unlimited usage monthly for $30. So it's just a really a great opportunity. So let's see. We have some wonderful comments on the fast chat. We have Kimberly saying that she's said that her pet sleeps much better after joining these those intensive calls. So that's another aspect that's really great, is that when you go on these 8-hour conference call sessions, you know, your pets can come with you, and that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that, Kimberly. And Ron, would you like to do a few sample healings before our time gets away from us?
Yeah, we can do that. And what I will say, if you're listening, send out emails to all of your friends. You might belong to an email list or something, or a group of people that you chat with all the time or something, and, you know, get this website out, because a lot of people have been abducted and also have these things in them. But we'll just talk about the poor people who've been abducted. A lot of people come up to me who've been abducted when I go to the conferences, and what they actually do is they walk over to me and they kind of say, "Could I talk to you in private?" And I'll walk away, be around, you know, in a corner with them, and they'll start to say, you know, I've been abducted, I don't know who to tell, and they can't tell their friends because they'll get laughed at. And this is serious stuff, so just get it out there, because you may be helping somebody that has a situation that they can't, you know, talk to anybody about because nobody will believe them. So definitely send out emails to your friends, because everybody is abducted, normally at least twice a year. Not to scare anybody, but this is just the way it is, okay? The true person who will say is a quote-unquote contactee is a person who knows that they've been abducted, they can do nothing about it, and that's probably been at least 500 times in their lifetime, okay? So at least get this out and share it even amongst some of the UFO people, because they definitely have that problem. But, you'd be helping, if you only help one person, if you send out this to a bunch of people and you just help one person, I mean, this is like a godsend. I don't even want to use that term, God, but anyway, sorry about that. That's my human race consciousness coming forward here. Good grief. So here we go. We're going to do a sample clearing. The one that gets us the most, the ET critters here, is what we call them, is the octopus energy. And this wraps around your lungs, wraps around your back, your spine, your rib cage, around your heart. It can wrap around your intestines. So, you know, here we go. First tentacle is coming out. And a lot of people, when I do this, they kind of gag because they normally come out of their mouth. So here we go. First tentacle is out. Second one. And you may feel your body loosening up here. And there are people that have told me that their stomach actually shrunk, that maybe they lost an inch or two on their waist. You know, their pants are all of a sudden are falling down, you know, or they're loose fitting just from having these critters taken out of them. Number two is out. Number three, this is wrapped around your neck. Okay, three, four, this is around your lungs. This is all real. So it may sound like this is sci-fi to you, but... Here we go. Four is out. Number five. This is kind of wrapped around looks like your legs right now. Upper part of your legs, your thighs. There. Number six. This is kind of wrapped around your crotch area, we'll say. Moving around on the outside of you, around your navel area. We'll just go there up to your power chakra. Remember, these are long tentacles. They're probably about 10 to 20 foot in length, okay? So we're taking them out. There we go. And I think we've got a couple more to go here. There we go. Another one's coming out. This is still around down your throat, going inside of your stomach. There we go. Coming out. Out. This one here is wrapped around the outside of your intestines. I see all these things, so it's, I'm used to it by now. It doesn't really bother me too much. There we go. Now, kind of take a deep breath, see how you feel. Now we've got to get the body out of you. Here we go. This is going to come out of your mouth. So if you kind of like feel like you want to throw up or feel a little nauseated, this is the reason here. Some people actually have their mouths kind of opening up wide just spontaneously because this is happening. Here it comes, coming out. There, it's out. Okay, Sylvia. Back to you.
And I will say that, you know, if you, like Ron says many times, if you don't feel the energy, you're still having the healing. You know, some people feel it differently than others. Some people can see, but it's still happening. So don't worry if you don't feel it. You're still having that healing. Before we go on to another sample, could we take another couple of questions, Ron?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we have a question from Ed. After we ascend, what is our Creator's given purpose of life for beings like us?
Well, in the life, there's no purpose whatsoever. There is no divine plan. All your purpose is to go out to the universe and experience where you're going to. So that would be your mission, is just to experience. But there's no purpose, in a sense. There's no mission. That's it. People are told about missions here, but that's just the dark side that informing you why you're here. Remember, the universe of light does not judge. So if they were to judge you, then you would have a mission. So you're just out there, you know, having a wonderful time experiencing life. And nothing like it is here. Remember, this place is like a grain of sand on all of our ocean beaches here. You know, and you're probably never going to want to come back here again, you know, because just the way it is. You know, why would you? There's so much more to experience. Plus, you've had your bitter taste of it here, and I'm sure that if you had a choice right now and everybody had a bus ticket out, you would be on that bus in probably 2 seconds, leaving all your belongings behind and making sure that bus got started and got in gear and took off. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people feel like, you know, if they did make it out of Earth for real, you know, they probably would feel like it would be just walking back into jail to come back here.
Yeah, and then being tortured.
Yeah. So let's just work on ourselves and get clear and go somewhere else. So we had a question, I think it was, from April a while ago, and she was asking if the ETs that are attacking people on Earth, you know, does that same thing go on other planets as well?
Supposedly not. If it does happen, the light ship will be doing the same thing there as it's doing here, going after them. But this place is very, very dense. Remember, there's no history typically that anybody can tap into about the light ship and about other experiences. The darkness did create, though, the Akashic records that people think they're looking into, reading about other experiences, but that information is not available from the light ship as your incarnations, you know, would have wherever you went on past incarnations, nobody has that but yourself. And it's not available to anybody, anything. Remember, the light never promotes itself, and it never judges anything. So just disclosing information would be, in a sense, judging that. So, you know, I need just to specify that the light never promotes itself. The light never brings in attunements from archangels and Jesus and everything else that people do. They don't do any type of energy transmissions to open up love energy to the planet because it's suffering so bad. That doesn't happen. It doesn't open up vortexes. It doesn't do anything because everybody that's created from the light is a part of the light. So your spirit is part of the light. So it's not going to promote the light to you because you already have it inside of yourself. You're never missing it. So why would the light even want to promote it, and how could it? You know, because it would have to judge itself in order to promote itself. It doesn't judge anything. Because you are with your spirit in the light. And there's no separation, there's no duality whatsoever. The light never created darkness. But the darkness did create the light of the darkness. So the light was created by the darkness, which is what you have in duality. This is why we have duality here. You have the light of the darkness on one end, and you have the darkness on the other. But true light has no duality to it. Back to you, Sylvia.
So before I forget, for people, because this date, this coming Sunday is coming up so fast on just a few days.
Yeah, that's our ascension call.
Yeah. No, the parasite removal this Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday. That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the first today, and the first
yeah.
one is April 5th. So that's
got it.
4 days from now. So I know you're traveling, so that can sometimes make it more challenging for people to get in touch with you. So if someone hasn't signed up and wants to, what should they do?
Just go on the website. You can give me a call either way. I'll get back with you. There should be a link there to sign up for the event using PayPal. But I'd recommend, if you can, get on all four of these calls. You know, it'll be probably the highest energy that you've ever had in your body in 1 month to do work on yourself. Remember, this is not typical Earth-based energy. This is not from aliens that people transmit energy to you from, which also connect you to the dark side. This is true light energy coming to help you for ascension. The light ship is the only energy here for ascension. and this is it. You know, so if you're looking for it anywhere to get connected to your own divinity, the light ship created you, nothing outside of this energy system is going to help you. It'll just tie you up more with the darkness. So I get people who talk with me and they say, gee, Ron, I've had all these attunements done to me for, you know, the last 10 years and I'm ready to ascend. I go, well, you don't have a clue. You had nothing done to you but get tied up with darkness. You better go on my website with the Dark Side Practitioner Mind Control Healing, because you're actually hooked up with these energies, even though you thought you're doing stuff. I asked them, I said, did you ask your heart if this is what you should have done? And they look at me like, what are you talking about? It sounded good. Well, did you ask your heart? They go, no, I didn't ask my heart. I go, well, you really messed yourself up. Maybe you had your soul stolen. So this is it. If you want to have anything done to you, the light ship is here to do it. It's strictly heart-based energy of creation. This is a creation of light working with you, and you're a piece of that creation energy, and it's here for the ascension, to help your spirit leave here and to help your body do the ascension. This is the teachings of Jesus. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, would you like to do a few more of these critters?
Yeah, I guess the one that people enjoy the most to have their brain working better, to be able to maybe see better too, is the maggots on the top of your head. So here we go. I'm going to take these off. This takes about a minute or two. So we still have time left, which is nice. So here we go. They're coming off. So if you feel the top of your head crawling around with you know, your hair moving or something, that's because they're there. They've always been there, and you're able now to get them released. The next question people ask me all the time, well, is this healing enough for me? Is this going to work? You know, you got them off. I did my two-minute healing with you. No, it's not enough, number one. Will they come back? Well, the ones that are gone out of you have been gone, you know. So from there, that's why we have the unlimited session here on the website, so that you're able to continuously work with these things. So, you know, it's interesting to hear people on their language and how they talk. They just think maybe having one healing is going to fix them for the rest of their life, which is not true. It'll fix you up to the time that the healing stops. This is what Jesus did. He did healing, and when he stopped doing healings, the healing stopped, and you have to continuously work, you know, to get more work done on you. This is why I have the unlimited aspect on the website here, so you can still get up to date all the time. Remember, you don't know what those aliens are doing to you. Here we go. More is coming off. You might want to shake your head. Some people like to actually pull their hair to help them leave. And so take another 30 seconds here. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
That is a very interesting one that you did on one of the calls, or I think all of the calls, and that is the ones that actually kind of cover the third eye and the whole forehead area. And I think you mentioned on the last call that sometimes somebody was asking for migraine relief, and you suggested maybe that they go on the website and clear that one.
Yeah, so this is a scarab. Here we go. They have many feet on them, and the feet have spikes, and they dig into you, so we're going to take these away now, all the ones that we can in this short amount of time. Remember, on these 8-hour calls, you work with you a lot longer. And then also on these calls, unlike being on the website doing the call, doing the session, you have the light ship working with you for probably about maybe 4 days after you're on this conference call. So you're on the light ship for probably 4 days continuous as they're working with you, because they feel that you're dedicated enough, because you're taking this much time to work with yourself, so they'll keep working with you. On the website, this is mainly just for backup for people, and that way you're able to continuously work more and more. But on the 8-hour call, you're actually on the website, on the light ship continuously for probably maybe up to maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the following week. Okay, they're still coming off of you?
Yeah, I like to comment on that. I noticed when we had that first 17-hour intensive weekend that where the healings went like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I was able to participate in that. And you hadn't mentioned the fact that people, you know, were going to be up on the light ship the whole time. And I noticed that I slept better on those days than I had in probably years. And then and just felt so good at the other time. So it really was, you know, just a really great experience to be on the light ship continuous like that.
Yeah, it's quite something for them to really help us out that way. You know, it's very, very nice. But the reason why is because there's so much that they have to do to help us out. You know, so you have to come forward, you know, in your own consciousness to get the help. And this is what it's all about. Okay, we're going to take out some of the snake energy out of you. Here we go. These, again, are kind of like the octopus energies, although they're a different species, a different alien race. And these are twisted around our internal organs also. So here we go. This is a black snake that we're taking out right now. It does have some yellow little like stripes on it, or it's maybe like polka dotted with yellow on it here. These are all dark side beings. Remember, the light will never come into you. These are all soulless beings created by the aliens, which we'll call the dark side. And even the ones that were created, the aliens by the light, that do have a spirit, a soul on their bodies, sold themselves out to the darkness, much like people on this planet who are around that do bad things to people. And it's the same process, you know. And these ones that are maybe still have a spirit in them don't care about us whatsoever. And a lot of the aliens just see the human race here as like guinea pigs. They're probably more like ants. And we're like they're, you know, inside of their laboratory here. And so the true good ones that should be here to help us, and people talk about them all the time, they just give lip service because they could actually ward these things off. They do have the power and the technology to do this. And here's more of these snakes. This one here happens to be a gray one. You might actually see it. This is pretty big. It's about a 3-inch diameter snake. The length is about 17 feet. And this one's coming out of us here. This one's actually coming out of our navel. So if you do feel something in your second chakra going on in that area, this is what you're feeling. Might even be connected to your nervous system. Might even be causing your hips to be out of joint. Maybe you have a pinched nerve in your hips. Static nerve, that's a possibility too. Here we go, coming out. That one's released. Planted another one. This one here is wrapped around your right lung. Going to come out. Well, it's not too big. It's about the size of your thumb. Maybe about 4 foot in length. There, that one's out. We're going to pull some out of the inside of your lungs out now. These are small ones. These are maybe where they nest. Remember, they go all over the body, so there's a whole bunch of them here in your lungs. These are about 4 inches in length. These are just babies. You're going to get these out of you. Might take a couple of deep breaths right now. You might actually feel them leaving out of your mouth as they come out of you. Those who are actually feelers, sensors, can actually probably sense this right now. And this is just the way it is here. If you feel grossed out and everything else, you know, this is just the way it is. I can't edit what I'm doing here or sugarcoat it, because if I did do all that stuff, you wouldn't have the proper information. I'm just here to give you the information, and it's up to you to do what you want with it. If you want to heal yourself, then definitely come on these calls. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
So there was a question Ed had related to what you talked about at the beginning of the hour when you were mentioning that there are 3 or 4 different things that prevent our spirit energy from being in our bodies. One of them was the ship shifters. The other was the earth-based entities. I think the third was the alien life forms, which would be like these ET parasites and so forth.
Yeah, so the parasites were releasing the first two Sundays, the 5th and the 12th. Yes, and the Earth-based ones are on the 18th.
Right, but 19th. I wasn't referring to actually the calls, but you had mentioned at the beginning that there were three or four things, and Ed wanted a recap of what those are. So I want to make sure we had the right one.
Yeah, so the main one is you have your spirit in your body, you have the alien energetic life forms, parasites, if you want to call it that. That's sugarcoating it. I'd rather just say that these are extraterrestrial species that are here, soulless beings, that are here crawling around inside of us, taking away our life force and actually killing us. They urinate inside of our bodies, causing us all kinds of troubles and diseases. And then the next one, number three, would be the entities of emotional bodies. And there's probably, what I'm being told, there's two more, but I won't even go into those. They're not ready to deal with those yet. So anyway, but these are the main ones here. We have the implants in us from the aliens. Everybody has implants. And these implants are in our DNA. So you don't have to be abducted to have an implant. They're already in place, and they're designed to go off at certain time intervals. Remember, we're in time with the dark side. So when you're in time, you're in collective consciousness, you're in universal mind, and that's all made and created by the aliens to hold us here. So this is the whole process. You want to get out of that to be in your heart. When you're in your heart, then you can actually have the energies, pure divine spirit with you, and this is where you want to be.
That's, oh, wow. I wish we could go on for another hour. This is so fascinating, and those removals that you did were so awesome, Ron, and it's just really great to actually get the straight scoop on this, because I don't think anybody else is going to tell you about these things, so it's wonderful, and we're out of time, so I'm going to say blessings, everyone. We'll see you Friday at 6:55 Pacific on Station 2. And definitely connect with Ron and get signed up for this weekend, because it's going to just be amazing.
Yeah, we'll energize the light beam. It'll be energized for the next half an hour. So if you really wish to have divine energy coming into your room to help you do some energy work, maybe even a clearing, it'll be on. So it'll be energized right now. And we'll see you later. And Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we do maybe about a 10-minute healing there on the light ship. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.
Blessings, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.